It's another morning of praise, another morning to be thankful and to just meditate on God's word as we take on the task of a new day. It is with joy that I come to you with another word from the Lord, and we have started looking at the thought or the phrase "be steadfast" or the statement or the topic "be steadfast." And when you look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, we read where Paul, having explained to the believers the importance of the resurrection, went on to encourage the brethren that they should be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for their labor is not in vain in the Lord. And it's important this morning that we understand that whatever we do for Christ will last, that all human labor on this earth ends on this earth. But our human labor for God is storing up for us treasures in heaven. Jesus Christ says, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where thieves cannot break through and steal, where moth does not corrupt." And that is very important, because we can find ourselves laboring extensively on this earth, trying to achieve different dreams that we have, and while nothing is wrong with that, it can come at the expense of our souls. The man in the scriptures was doing well in his agricultural business, and he said when he saw what the increase looked like, that he would create greater barns. But the word came to him, "Tonight thou fool, tonight thy soul is required of thee." And so the scripture says, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" This is leading us, brethren in Christ, to recognize what is most important in life. In fact, the scripture says, "A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses." Our lives really consist of what the scripture says, that it pertains to righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In fact, the Bible says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. And so we should aspire as believers in Christ, not so much to give our time over to material gain, but to ensure that our spiritual lives are in full alignment with our heavenly calling, making sure that our calling and election is sure. It is critical that as believers we lay aside, as Paul said, as is said, written in Hebrews chapter 12. Some ascribe that book to Paul because of the nature of the writing and the personal style, but it does not declare, history does not confirm that, even though some scholars believe it is Paul's writing. Whichever the case is, Paul, the writer, says that we should lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, Hebrews chapter 12, and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We should not be looking to anyone else. Even though we have leaders and persons who guide us and help us to find faith in Jesus Christ, it is through Jesus Christ, they were those instruments that God used But our true focus must be on Jesus. We must keep our focus, our eyes on the Lord. People are putting their eyes on men. But the Bible says, vain is the help of men, a man. Let our focus be on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We'll continue on this topic in our next recording. God bless you.